welcome back to The Current. So excited to introduce you to our next guest. His name is Alan Davidson. He is Chief Clinical Officer and Acting Chief Operating Officer at Central Florida Behavioral Health Network. Great to talk with you today, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing great. So what's the goal of Central Florida Behavioral Health Network? What do you all do?
So Central Florida Behavioral Health Network, or CFBHN, is a managing entity. We are one of seven managing entities around the state. We are the largest in population and the second largest in landmass. So we go from Pasco County down to Collier County, over into the Everglades, so Hensley and Glades, and up into Polk, Highlands, and Hardy counties. We have 14 counties. And basically, we run a budget of about $220 to $240 million given the year, and where we get money from the Department of Children and Families to fund behavioral health services for the uninsured, so people that do not have insurance. We are the safety net, basically, for the Suncoast region to provide behavioral health services.
And so if you can elaborate on those behavioral health services, what kinds of different services would someone seek from you?
Sure. So we got, I'll talk about three. We have a lot of prevention campaigns. And by prevention, we're talking about like media campaigns that reach out to the communities to make them aware of what's going on. So we have three right now. One's Talk, They Hear You, which is encouraging families to have a critical talk with their adolescent about underage drinking. The other one is Use Only as Directed, which is really just talking about making people aware of the dangers of prescription opioid use. And our third one is Be the One To, which is a suicide prevention campaign, where we just talk about people dealing with mental illness and substance misuse and some steps to help those people out that are contemplating suicide. And another service we have is called Mobile Response Team. These basically came out of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas tragedy in 2000, I believe 17, where we have mobile response teams set up in every county, again, those are 14 counties we serve, and they respond to crisis in the community. And these are more of a behavioral health nature. So we aim to divert people from higher end services or acute services like CSU or detox. And so what we'll do is we'll send out a trained person out into the community to evaluate and talk to and hopefully de-escalate and divert that person from having to go into a kind of a higher end service. And then finally, what we do up in Pasco and Hillsborough County is we have partnered with our school districts up there to provide linkage services from the school to providers out in the community. And it's such a neat program that we catch kids way upstream before they ever run into many difficulties in their life. And we can refer them out to private and nonprofit providers in the community to get them some of the services, the mental health services that they need.
So you're offering a lot of resources and you're building all these programs that provide, that build awareness, I should say. And so if you can elaborate again on why this is so important to our communities, these specific services that you're offering.
Sure. These services are super important that we're offering because, again, we are the safety net for the state of Florida. So people that typically might fall through the cracks, we are there to kind of be the bridge so they do not fall through the cracks. You know, and kids are huge these days, and finding help for these kids is huge these days. So, again, we come in there and provide that bridge where they might fall through the cracks, and we try to prevent them from falling through the cracks. We help a lot of the indigent or the homeless here in the Suncoast region as well. So, you know, coming alongside them, finding them housing if they don't have housing, finding them some of the higher-end services they need. We run something called a FAC team. It's a assertive community treatment team. So these are some of the kind of more vulnerable population of people that might be coming out of the state hospital. And again, working with them and their family and their caregivers to make sure that they get the services that they need.
And I want to talk a little bit about one of the programs that you have that you're supporting a campaign. It's Talk, They Hear You. And this is about having families, talk to their children.
Yes. Yeah, so Talk to Hear You is really going around, and it's a media campaign talking about kids and underage drinking. We've gone through 2 years of a pandemic, and knock on wood, we're on our last leg, and we're on our way out of that pandemic. But during that time, We've seen underage drinking go up, unfortunately. And, you know, a lot of people have been dealing with a lot of things mental health-wise over the last 2 years. And so this campaign is really directed at kids who have an underage drinking issue, because underage drinking is just the first step in a long line of steps to longer use and longer-term use drug use. And so what we aim to do is this campaign aims to kind of address that, to try and prevent that from happening in the first place.
And then what about Use Only as Directed? This is another campaign that you have, and it's dangers. You talked about it. You just didn't describe it in these terms, the name of the program, but it's about the prescription opioid use.
Yes. Prescription opioid use has actually come down a bit, but it's still very, very high. And a lot of people don't even know that the prescription that they're getting from their primary care physician or their specialty physician really might not be the best prescription for them when it comes to addiction. And so what we're there to do is just to educate those people who are getting prescription opioid and to really kind of educate them and make sure that they know what they're taking, and that if they sense that they're getting addicted to that medication, that they can transition off of that and onto a different medication that might not have those addictive properties.
That makes sense. Alan, how long have you been with Central Florida Behavioral Health Network?
I have been with CFBHN for almost 9 years.
And what are some of the most gratifying parts of your job, parts of being part of this entity, I should say?
Yeah, I have two things that are really gratifying for me for this job. And one, it's helping that person with a high-end or a deep-end, if you will, mental health issue. So someone with schizophrenia or bipolar, that just there's no way back for them. We don't heal schizophrenia. We treat it and we try to manage it. So trying to find ways for them that they can live and function in regular life and do not have to be hospitalized for their entire life. I love helping those types of individuals out. And then the other thing is really taking care of our staff at Central Florida, and then working with our providers as well. We really aim to be good partners with our providers in any way that Central Florida can come alongside our providers and help them help others. It makes my day.
And what are some of the things that we need to know as members of the community, ways that we can help your organization or just help the endeavor, the mission of trying to be supportive of those with mental health issues?
Sure. So I would say that what we need from our stakeholders in the community, and this is stakeholder meaning a provider or stakeholder meaning a parent, that they're talking to their legislators about the money that is needed in the community to maintain services for their children, for their parents, for them. So please talk to your legislators about what you're seeing in the community. If they don't talk, no one's going to hear them. And so that would be the biggest way for the community to support Central Florida.
That makes sense. Any other things that we need to know, ways that we can help you, and really the website to go to be a part of your community? Where should we go? What should we do?
Sure. So our website is the best place to go and find information about us. On that website, which is www.cfbhn.org, again, cfbhn.org, that's going to have just a wealth of information from just help articles, and then also we have provider locators where they can go on and find out, like, if they're in Tampa, where do I go for substance use treatment, or if I'm in Fort Myers, where do I go to get my child some behavioral health care. We have provider locators on there, so just a wealth of information on there. And we've really made it just a big resource page for not only our providers but also for our parents and our moms and our dads that live in the community.
Well, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, Alan, and thank you for the critical services you provide here in our Bay Area. We appreciate it.
No, thank you.